Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what's good? This is King Versus. This is another episode of Hip Hop World KC. I want to apologize to everybody who listens to this show, you know what I'm saying? I be busy than a motherfucker. That's why I don't be holding shows much. But we gonna get to the bottom of this July 29th card. You know what I'm saying? Presented by Throne Room. Shout outs to Mally. Shout outs to everybody who fuck with Throne Room. You know what I'm saying? But y'all already know what it is. It's SB all day. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get some callers on the line. Hopefully some of the new bloods call in. Because them are the talk of the whole battle league, man. You know what I'm saying? Can they keep it together to keep Kansas City pushing? You know what I'm saying? With the new bloods or the new battlers or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It seemed like as we progress in Kansas City battle rap, it seemed like the new talent that we're getting ain't matching up to the ones we didn't had in the past. So, I mean, I've been here for the whole ride, you know what I'm saying? So, we're going to get some callers on the line. We're going to talk to them. We're going to ask them about this class versus the last two, three classes or whatever, or the class that they came in. How do they feel the new class will match up with theirs? Also, there will be a Kansas City versus Wichita card coming up real soon. If everybody from Kansas City agree to it, we're going to get like the top five from here and the top five from Wichita and see what it do, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm ready, you know what I'm saying? I'm ready to get this shit going, man. Like, seriously. All right, we got a caller. I'm about to get this caller on the line. Hey, this Hip Hop World KC. Who is this?
Oh, this is Dev, Southside Kansas City 100. I'm battling on the 29th. So,
you battling on
King Versus on the Throne Room site. Talk about for the new bloods to call in. So this is me calling in.
Yeah, this is Versus. This is my radio station. I've been having this radio station for battle rap, for Kansas City battle rap for a while.
What's up?
Shit, nothing. We're gonna get more callers. We're gonna get more callers on the line. We're gonna talk about this July 29th court. You know what I'm saying? Who do you got on the 29th?
Domo Gaslife.
Domo Gaslife. We'll tag him in the West name and get him on here so we can hear about y'all battle, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I ain't never heard of him. Is he a part of Mac World and them? He with the Gas Chamber Clique or whatever the fuck they call themselves?
Man, I have no idea. They presented him to me. I don't turn down no battle, so it is what it is.
Okay, while I got you on the phone, Dev, I want to ask you a question, man. What's up with the performance with you? Like, okay, are you nervous?
Yeah, that's mainly what it is. Like, for my first battle, I was super nervous. You seen me before the first battle, super nervous. Second battle, I was a little bit more comfortable, but plus the little bit of nerves I had, plus the lack of crowd reaction, really fucked that performance up. So, no excuses though. There's something I had to adjust to. It was only my second battle. So, next battle I come to work.
Okay.
So,
all right. I watched your gravity battle. I do feel like that was way much better than your first battle, but I don't know. It's still like the thing that kills me about the new bloods, like all of y'all, like it just seems like y'all won't get in your opponent's face. You know what I'm saying? Y'all stand back and just rap. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, okay, this is fucking boring. You know what I'm saying? Like it don't matter what boards y'all got. It's like it's not a battle. It's like y'all just rapping. And man, I think I fucked this show up. I don't even think I made it to the 2 hours. Ah, so they gonna have to hurry. I think it's
About to get in people's faces. About to get in people's faces. That's not me. Like, at the end of the day, most of us are street cats, and there's certain rules you can't violate. Like, we was just had a debate about Young Smurf about this. Like I'm from South Kansas City. You can't pat somebody's pockets and expect me to like be okay with that. Like, you can't things like and expect me to be okay with that. Like, at the end of the day, I still gotta respect you as a man. Beyond battle rap, I gotta.
Yeah, but this is battle rap. This is what battle rap is. You know what I'm saying? Everybody here is from Kansas City, bro. I'm from the 50s. You hear me? So it's like that's what you do in battle rap, man. Like, just standing back, and rapping ain't. I don't know. I don't like that shit. But hold on, we got another caller. This hip hop. Who is this?
It's T.A.
Squad.
You squad.
Hey, hold on. Let's get KC on the line, man. What's up, KC?
I was just saying,
oh, my fucking God. Hey, y'all, I made a fucking 15-minute show tonight. So tomorrow we're going to have to do it again, man, or something. I wasn't paying attention. I was trying to rush and make this fucking show. That was fucking stupid. But anyway, while we got y'all on the line, man, give me y'all predictions and everything for the
motion.
Hey, Dev, let me ask you a question. Dev, do you think you beat Gravity?
Here, you got to get my real, real honest answer. Like I said, Gravity is too good for white jokes, white bars. But I did my first. Hello?
If we were.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said before the battle, like, Gravity is too good for white bars, but I had to get those out the way. I think that round came off funny. It came out good. But it is what it is. I don't think I lost a second. I don't think there's no possible way. I even fucked up a scheme in a second. I don't think he beat me in a second. That's just me. The third, the crowd got to me a little bit more, and I think he took the third. I got Gravity 2-1. So, no, I do not think I beat Gravity that battle. I think the lack of performance really hurt my third, and Gravity is just too good for white bars.
Okay, Dad, why didn't you go after a vet for the July 29th court?
You know.
Why didn't you go after a vet for the July 29th court?
Oh, man, check your sites, man. Versus, you already had your opponent when you make the post. I called out Fats, I called out Casey, I called out T.A., and I called out Raj. They all pick somebody else.
No, wait a minute. No, don't do that.
Nah, T.A. got two big battles coming up, man.
Yeah, I know.
T.A.
got a. I talked to T.A. at the Connects event. T.A. got a good reason for the curve. Fats does not. T.A. had a good reason for the curve.
Right. Like, the benefits that you get from your battles or things that you do.
You said Fats do not. Like,
it's
only
wanted
to battle Mac because Mac do all the he too confident and wanna humble the nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like,
keep you.
When I first put up, who won a battle or whatever? Which one is the new blood? I don't know if people took it as a joke or if you went on or something. I was serious. Like,
at first I didn't think I was serious. At first I didn't think I was serious, but then when y'all started picking opponents, I threw my name in with everybody.
All right, we got a new caller, man. We gotta hurry up and get this caller online. Y'all know I fucked up the time for tonight. Hey, yo, this Hip Hop World KC. Who is this?
Hey, yo.
What up, though? What up, though?
Who is this?
Sean Dope, man. What's good? What's good? What up?
Oh, what's up, Sean? Hey, man, we just talking about this court. I fucked up the time for tonight's show, man. So I made a 15-minute show instead of a 2-hour show, but we just running down the July 29th card, man. I think it's going to be some good battles if everybody show up. Hopefully everybody will show up. Like, none of us have ever skipped a fucking battle in Kansas City, Missouri. Not to my knowledge, nobody has. So, hey, we going to be ready, man. Hopefully y'all going to be ready. Because whether you like it or not, you are a new blood.
Yeah. Nah, I understand that. Yeah. I totally understand that. I'll be there, though. Everybody knows I'll be there.
You think you can really beat B-West?
Yeah, I really do. I think B-West is kind of one-dimensional. I think his pin game is hella strong. I don't think he's much of a performer, though. Which is one of my strong points. I'm really good with the crowd. Like I said, a lot of people ain't seen me down there yet. I'm going to cook down there, though. Now, like I said, shout out to B-West for the look, man. It's a hell of a step for me, for Kansas City Battle Rap to be 3 months ago, nobody knew who I was, and then now I got B-West, you know what I'm saying? So who I look at is, a top 5, top 10 pin in KC Battle Rap, so... So I'm excited for the match, and I definitely know how big of a step it is. And shout out to Mally and B West for the look, man. But I'm coming down to cook.
We need to be more rookies that think like you.
Nah, well, I appreciate that, man. Like I
said,
I love this battle rap shit, man. I like everybody's movements they got going down there. I'm ready. I'm ready to see these other new bloods. I hope these other new bloods bring it too, because I don't like getting thrown in a mix.
Which y'all think gonna happen versus me and Diesel though? I want an honest opinion. Which y'all gonna think gonna happen versus me and Diesel?
Man, I heard there's a lot of personal stuff that's about to be said.
Hey, look.
So, hey,
is that 3 rounds, KC?
No, it's 1 round because I got to battle the next day. So, Diesel.
You
gonna fucking kill him, man.
Don't kill him too.
I honestly think that KC Battle's gonna be the closest.
Wait, is it Diesel?
Yeah. I think that's gonna be the closest.
Man, I just hope Diesel don't freestyle. If Diesel start freestyling, he's gonna lose real bad. He's gonna get 3-0'd in the 1-rounder.
I actually think he know better than the freestyle against me. I think he know better than that. You understand? I think he gonna.
Man, some of these motherfuckers, bro. Some of these new bloods are too fucking cocky, and they think everything they fucking say is dope as shit.
Hey, we're not cocky. It's just that, hey, versus. Seriously, what is the point of stepping in the battle rap if I don't think I can beat you?
That's real shit.
What's the point of stepping in the battle rap at all if I don't think I can beat you?
I agree to that.
Period?
There's a certain confidence and cockiness you're supposed to have. I totally agree to that statement. That's why I salute B West, but at the same time, I'm killing this motherfucker, man. I promise.
I think
on the
29th, he's dead. B West gonna thrash you. I honestly think B West gonna thrash you on some real shit.
Well, and that's cool, man. I'm not even sure who that is talking, but that's KC tagged again. Like I said, bro, I'll holler at you later. I mean, you could say that for a later date, because me and you could talk about some stuff too.
Oh, we can rap, my nigga. We can rap.
Yeah, we could.
You know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
Man, listen, I'm not saying.
KC Tag ain't even ever seen me, though. Tag, you ain't never even seen me, bro. How can you do like that for real? Like, you ain't never even seen me for real. You wasn't at neither one of my battles, if I remember right.
Oh, that's right. That's because I don't be watching y'all shit. You know what I'm saying? On some real shit. I don't be watching y'all
shit. That's what I'm saying. So you don't even know what you're talking about is what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm saying B-West gonna thrash you. I know exactly what I'm talking about. Like, that's easy.
Okay.
But
you're saying that, not even knowing who you're saying he's going to thrash. You don't even watch nothing. Like you said, you're not even paying attention. So now you're just making opinions without even any evidence to back up your statements, bro. But that's cool. Like I said, me and you will holler at a later date. You ain't that nice, bro. Hey, you
nigga,
ain't that
I'm,
nice, girl.
No, I ain't nice. I'm incredible, nigga. I ain't nice. I'm incredible, nigga.
Is it wrong that I think Sean Dope and B-West is like the wild card battle?
No. That might be.
Now, here's why I say this. Like,
I think
West, because I mean, at the same time, like, and this is not, I'm not trying to like sleep on Fire Flame, but we all know what Fire Flame gonna do. He got a surprise in order for something different to go down in that battle.
That's what I think. I think he's gonna surprise us. That's the thing.
Okay,
but
I'm saying until you see that, you don't know. I think this is a wild card battle because, like, B West, in his last few battles since we've all taken battle rap to where it's at, all his battles have been subpar. Like, he didn't do nothing amazing against Versus. He didn't do nothing amazing against you. He just rapped. That's all he did. Like, he
That's
didn't even
he
say
does.
Nothing amazing. So my
exactly. That's why when motherfuckers say he beat me, I'd be like, what the fuck did you hear? The only punch he had that was dope as shit was the fat woman that with flip flops, and I shook his hand on that board. Like, that was only fucking board he had.
I was just trolling. I was doing a little bit of trolling Versus, but I felt like I probably sensed that half assness that you told me that you did. You told me you didn't all the way go at him. I think I sensed that
but
in the battle,
the way,
so that's why I didn't like.
I don't all the way go at nobody. Listen, bro. I'm a half ass the 29th, and I'm still gonna impress you. Trust me, on my
man.
Team, I'm a half ass the 29th to still impress you.
Man,
and
okay.
I'm a half ass the 29th, and you're gonna be probably the only new blood with the same, like, on the same level at, or still under me, but on the same level as me with my boys. I swear to God.
Who?
You, Shine.
Oh, you said Shine? Like, oh, okay, cool. I thought I was insulted. I'm just trying to make sure I am insulted. All right.
But no, so I mean that's my thing though. Like, B West. I mean. We trying to give him the advantage because we've seen what he's done, but at the same time, have you ever seen a B-West battle and said to yourself, he was amazing? Nah, you haven't.
What the fuck is his name? Against Deadbeat, he was amazing in that to me. I think he was amazing in that battle.
Okay, so that's one battle out of how many?
But I understand what you're saying, but...
That's why me and B West get into it so much, because my thing is, like, you can rap, I give you that, but you don't got like no super hard haymakers. Anybody can sit and rhyme and talk some street slang for a whole battle. Like, that's what 95%
of the niggas
battle rap
do. All facts right now. Whoever's talking.
Some people don't need like performance.
Man,
like,
but TA. Here's the thing, bro. Here's the thing about B West, and listen to me, y'all. I don't know when we gonna get cut off because the time is up. They give you some extra minutes, but listen, B West is really just great with multis. He's great with multis. Like what THC tried to do, B West is great at it. You know what I'm saying? That's why THC love fucking B West so fucking much. You know what I'm saying? So it's like that's the only thing he really have though. You know what I'm saying? I want to hear more from B-West. If B-West can punch and scheme and all that shit, B-West would be fucking great, for real. Because what he say, he do be dope as fuck.
Hey,
it's
man,
just the
real
same
real,
thing.
Yeah, man, if B-West
I
was ever to expand his horizons,
right.
He could be a monster. No lie. No lie, because the guy's ping game is nasty.
It is.
Like, unfortunately, I got a one round against Domo Gaslight, but, man, I wish Jet would have caught these three rounds. Man, dude. I'm gonna.
You said you was who?
Jet. I was supposed to battle Jet.
Dev, before we get cut off, Dev, before we get cut off, listen, what's up with that best pin game in Kansas City post?
Oh, man, that was a troll post. I was trolling.
Oh, okay.
He said
I was hoping
you
was trolling, bro.
He said I was trolling. I fuck with Dev. Hey, me and Dev got a classic that's going to happen in the next year or two. Me and Dev's going to have a banger.
Hey,
bar heavy as fuck.
Real.
I promise
hey,
you that too.
For real. Side dope. You from St. Joe?
Yeah.
Come on, man. Hey, I'll be in St. Joe this weekend, man. I might see you, man. Hit me up.
Hey, Dev, you, hey, Dev, to be honest, you are the new blood that I actually wanted to battle. Because I would have, the whole battle, I would have taught you the whole fucking battle. You are the new blood I wanted to battle, but the only reason why I chose Nas is because it's something I want to talk to Nas about that he did. You know what I'm saying? I really want to talk to him about it. Like, nigga, we going to talk. You know what I'm saying?
Now,
and
but bar for bar,
it's just what it is.
You can't say I have a reach. You can't say I have a.
Nah, I love your pen game, Dev. For real, your pen game is nice, bro.
I've only seen you once,
but I liked your pen game the one time I seen you, bro. Real talk.
Yeah, I seen you twice. Once in person, once on cam, and I think you dope as fuck with the pen, but like everything else, nah.
That
you know
close.
What I'm saying? Like, nah, your nervousness
like you
fuck up.
Well, and it will.
Your nervousness.
I agree that it comes, Dev. I agree that it comes, bro. You'll get
it,
more
confident. It do come, but when is it gonna come? Because usually people get that shit after they first battle. Okay, you know the feeling in the second. Like, when are you gonna get over that shit? You know what I'm saying?
How many battles you got,
right.
Dev? How many battles you
got,
bro?
I got two.
Well, see, I'm about to say that second one, man. That second one he had against Grav, against Frat City, wouldn't have been easy for nobody to do. Grav had that building packed full
okay.
of his people.
I'm
that
just
does
saying,
not
like,
make that easy
people,
to do
that,
for your second
hey,
battle.
That is real. But
shout out to Dev for still holding his own.
I went to St. Louis with a packed building full of Taz people, and they screamed for me just like they screamed for him.
You gotta know how to work that, motherfuckers.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but look, this is that's a biased crowd. That's the hometown rooting, but this is 40 people who ain't gonna cheer for not a bar. I say I wasn't used to that. I'm not gonna say it's an excuse, but I'm just gonna say. To be my second battle, I wasn't using
and
that.
I still think you did
all right,
Dev. You still did your thing, bro. That shit don't
like,
look bad on cam. That's good footage, bro.
I think he did better.
That's good footage.
I really honestly think, but see, that's what Grav played on. Let me show you where Grav probably is new. You know what I'm saying? But Grav ain't new
hands
to things.
Grav,
and I learned that about Grav. Because Grav, what Grav did was played off of your no performance. Like, seriously,
yeah,
he knew
what angle to go at.
Subpar bars. Because he had subpar bars. I'm going to keep it 100. I talked to Dev in the inbox. I mean, Grav in the inbox about it. If Dev would have performed and would have been better with delivery and everything, he would have beat you. I told him on the post. Bro, he would have beat you. But you let him have that battle. Fuck that crowd, bro. Here's the thing. You don't – like, everybody want to bring people so they can cheer for them and gas them and all that bullshit. The crowd don't mean shit. You performing for the camera, bruh. Like,
yeah,
real
the
shit.
Camera lives forever.
You perform
that shit lives
for the
forever.
Camera. Exactly.
Yeah, that's crowd, you learn and grow.
Like, let me just show you something, Dev. Let me show you something. This is the when I be like, we could teach y'all some shit. Like, this is the shit we could teach y'all. Like, nigga, go watch that motherfucking battle. Half them motherfuckers cheering, you can't even see, my nigga. But that camera is still on. You feel me? Fuck the crowd. Like, fuck the crowd. And THC killed himself in his battle because he made, like, in front of the camera, made his face look like he was getting killed. I can name a couple of battles too.
THC,
I can name,
if his, go ahead.
He made himself look bad in that battle. He made
well,
himself
if he
look
structured
real bad
his
in that
shit
battle.
Better, hey, if he would have structured his shit better, me and him would have had a banger. He had bars in that motherfucker. They was just all fucking scatterbrained all out, like his I don't know that multi style. I don't think. He ain't got it down yet.
He do it too fast. Like he need
he
to really
punches,
let
though,
D West
man.
Teach
he punches.
Him.
If he structured his punches, THC would be nice too.
Yeah, but he don't want to listen to nobody. He think he got the best pen
game,
and nobody can fuck with him. Like, but if somebody was I'm going to be like, man, slow the fuck down. Bro, I done worked with so many battlers, and people don't know it. I didn't ghost wrote, and I didn't work with them on their styles and shit. Like, this is on my kids. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, All THC had to do was slow down. If Dev learned some fucking presence or whatever the fuck, cadence and all that shit, then Dev wouldn't be able to really be fucked with. He couldn't fuck with me, but he'll be great with that, man.
Like, that pin game's nice, Dev. Angles are nice. Your punches are nice. Like, you could tell you prep right, bro. It's just it's getting that confidence up, man. It's getting that confidence up is really what it is. Because once you're confident up there, then you won't give a fuck about the crowd anyways. And then the performance comes along. Then you'll just start showing your ass. I'm telling you, they was biased against me at this last one too, man. I mean, it's A-War's brother I'm battling. They wasn't trying to fuck with me. But you won't be able to tell that on cam. I acted like it was my crowd on cam.
I want to change what I said on my last show about the A-War St. Mike battle. A-War lost that battle 2-1. I watched it again. It was some shit I caught.
Hey, but
I missed that whole scheme. That whole Orkin insect scheme. Friend or kin man, that shit was fire, bro. Like, that's the type of boards I like. Like, a lot of people think they pin game is dope as shit, but they say it, I'll be like, oh, I got that. I got that. When you could go over my head, that's when I'm impressed. Like, I'm impressed like a motherfucker when somebody go over my head. You know what I'm saying? So, like, A-War, that's still a great battle. It's still a great battle. A-War is still fucking amazing. He dope as fuck. He can't fuck with me, but he is dope as fuck. That is real shit, no bullshit on everything. Like, hey, I don't give a fuck, bro, because I don't know. I'm just keeping it 100. Hey, did I hear right? Nas said in his battle against Cardiac Arrest, he don't do gun boards. Yeah, I mean, you know what? I'm starting to hate that shit, bro. I swear, everybody who come in and say they don't do gun boards need to get the fuck kicked out of battle rap, bro. Real shit, I'm starting to hate that shit. Like, A-Ward came and say he don't do gun boards, now everybody don't do gun boards. But fuck.
Now, here's the thing about A-Ward saying he don't do gun boards. When A-Ward do a gun bar, it's dope. It's automatically dope because you know he's going to do it. Like that, I draw on the side of your neck like a neck cut.
That's not tight. That is simple as shit.
Like, here's the thing. The line was simple, but it went hard because you didn't expect it from A-Ward. That's what I'm saying. That's the point. Like, if I use a gun bar, if you use a gun bar, if somebody else uses a gun bar, it got to be dope. A-Ward says
I get what Dev's getting at. He just saying, hey, we'll
I understand what you're saying, but see, that's where I say shit is gimmicks. That's where you start being a gimmick. Like, I hate it when he battled, like, I didn't like A-Ward when he battled Charlie, because he said, gun board this, gun board that, gun board that. But if I was to do a gun board, now you got to do a gun board, I hate when people do that, because you sound like a fucking hypocrite. And it's making me really start to think you gimmick, because he made a couple of gun board references against St. Mike. And that will take points off of you with me, because if you make a gun board reference and you swear you don't use gun boards, that's kind of corny.
Man,
That shit is corny as hell to me. That makes me, like, think that a motherfucker is a gimmick. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is trash. Whatever.